Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, you know, stuff on the old, I thought I was going to say, I had, my brain said, oh, I got a word for mind. And then my brain said beanpole. And I said, I don't think that's short for brain, thoughts on your mind. There was a song, You Were Always On My Mind. And I would say mine would be lots of millions of stuff, and other stuff on top of that is always on my mind. Lots of thoughts and other stuff on my mind, you know, fluff and stuff. So many other things always on my mind. But so, whether it's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, could be physical or emotional feelings, or, you know, just ones you're not sure. You say, well, what is this? Is this a churning or a yearning? I don't know if anybody else has trouble telling those two things apart, but maybe other things that rhyme with it. Maybe I'll get to that churn, the old churning and yearning. And yeah, so stuff's turning. Charles Durning. I don't think that's a person, but soon you'll be learning about a couple of things, ways we, so thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, time, temperature, travel. You're out of town, the person, your boo. I don't think they call it boo. I think even bae has fallen out. I don't know what the latest one is. You know, it's not Sweetums. I think that was a Muppet uses the term Sweetums. I think maybe there is a Muppet named Sweetums. Sugar pie, sugar pop pie, sugar pop pie. Has anyone made a pie? Well, pop is made from sugar. A sugar pop pie. If that hasn't been invented yet, we've talked. It's been a couple of years since we've talked about shoe fly pie. Excuse me, shoe fly pie, not shoe fly shoe, or shoe fly shoes. Let's. Oh boy, there's an invention. Did they know they invented something? If they would have just played out that rhyme, that nursery rhyme, a little bit longer. And who would have said, well, let's take that nursery rhyme, shoe fly shoe, and let's make a shoe fly pie. And I know there's shoe fly pie fans, and I think I had one, like two summers ago. And I said it was pretty good. It was good. It was just not my favorite pie. But where was it? Okay. I was right in the middle of it. Sorry, if you're a new listener, usually the show goes off the rails about 3 minutes from now instead of 3 minutes earlier. But if a podcast puts you to sleep, take your mind out whatever's keeping you awake, what thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. I'm going to try to create a safe place where you can put all those aside. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. Check. Lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Check. That's creaky dulcets. That's a made-up word. Or actually two real words combined into... Actually, it's just a descriptor. You say, what does Scoot's voice sound like? Creaky... Dulcets are sweet tones, like sweet bells a ringing, or a crooner. Well, you say, well, they have dulcet tones. Scoot's tones are creaky, but they're kind of good. I guess there you go. Yeah, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You've seen a few of those: rustified tangents, superfluous stuff. I get distracted. I get thrown. You know, I just, here's what I do. I try to be my, this is honestly the structure of the show. I'll explain it to you. It starts off with a few minutes of business. Then there's an intro, which we're in. And the intros are a show within a show, about 12 minutes long, where I try to explain what the podcast is. Just naturally, I say, well, I think I got an idea for a metaphor about that old podcast I do twice a week. Let me just do a metaphor. Let me whip one right up. And I think there's molasses is one of the ingredients in shoe fly pie. It's also, I heard one somewhere that humans are 70, 80%, 90% water. And I did one of those things where I said, well, let me see if I'm, like, what percentage water am I? Also, I'm always wanting to check, am I, you know, because I would prefer to be, like, you know, beyond. I'd say, well, I'd like to be sugar, spice, puppy dog tails, and snails. So let me just check since the last time, because I have been having a little bit more cinnamon and turmeric. Let me see if I have, if my sugar and spice levels are up. So I sent it in to this, it was a wizard I met at a wishing well. And he said, well, we do, he said, did you, he was the one who said, did you know most humans are 82% water? What's got you looking down? Is your water levels? And I said, I'm here to make a wish in privacy of, you know, privacy of my own wishing time, and also to do a few speeches from Goonies for my own amusement, if you'll excuse me. And he said, and, you know, I'd be happy to excuse you. I'm just wondering if you've had your water levels checked at all. And I said, you like to check out my water levels, eh, wizard? Oh, boy, thanks. And then I, you know, ran my hand through my hair. And I said, you just made my day. And then I kissed my bicep, and I when I was doing that, I threw a penny into the well. And, you know, I said, well, I didn't realize I had a wish to be complimented by a wizard or a person posing as a wizard by a well, but wish granted. And then the wizard said, by the way, aren't you trying to explain to new listeners about the intro of the podcast? I said, I am. And what I was going in a roundabout way to say was that, I think I'm mostly molasses. And they say, well, your water content, you do have the required water content for it to be classified as a human being. Some of those other things, your behavioral charts we'll get to next time. But they said, your water seems to be in a molasses-like molecular structure. This was a wizard and members of his, like, NPC members of a part. I said, how did I get into a, what did I roll? You know, how many sided dice rolling through my brain here? But so the intro is where I try to make a metaphor for the podcast. Then I get lost. Next thing you know, I say, well, I'm going to make a metaphor for the podcast. Then I meet a wizard at a well. And then, you know, that time it worked out great. I got complimented by the wizard, I believe. Though I heard some snickering coming from the well. I said, are you snickering because I'm not allowed to wish on a penny? And then I said, a penny for your thoughts, wizard. And the wizard was gone because the wizard said, dude, keep going with the I said, okay, so the intro is like a 12-minute show within a show. A lot of listeners use it as a part of their bedtime or wind-down routine. But if you're new, try to just let it generate some imagery or, you know, maybe just let my creaky dulcets put you at ease or my tone instead of trying to make too much sense of it. Because even I am trying to figure out what's going on with it, like, at this wishing well. And, like, which wishing, you know, then I say, okay, I can't go down. Then I just get earwormed myself with wishing well-related songs. And then I thought about kissing and telling with the wizard, and I giggled. And then I said, I realize I have molasses. Okay, I'm made up of molasses. That's fine. I'm really interested in my puppy dog tail and sugar and spice levels, to be perfectly honest, and also see, like, if my snail levels are up, is that something like a baking soda-based deodorant can counter? And wizards, you know, of course, said, well, that would be an upgrade to our premium package. I said, okay, so some listeners fall asleep during the intro. Some use it as part of their wind-down routine, or that's what a lot of people do as they get ready for bed, as they ease into bed. Some people skip the intro. More and more people I hear from are listening during the day. You know, just in chunks when you need a little meditative, like, break. So if you're new, just see how it goes. It takes two or three tries to get used to this podcast because it is a bit different. So that's the intro. Then there'll be a story. I think what we have scheduled tonight is like a holiday look at it like a holiday specials and stuff and say, well, what does Scooch think about these things and these lists? And what do I remember? Because I did say to myself, I'd like to do a holiday special about a holiday special this year. And he said, well, you know, what jumps out to me? What has some bedtime, whatever the opposite of oomph is? But it just it didn't even have enough oomph. I said, well, you know, I kind of remember a couple of holiday specials, but I don't have like there's the ones that the pathways got so worn. I maybe like FEDUP up with some of them. It's particularly FRROSTY. But even some of the other ones. So we'll take a look at these lists. We'll see what comes. It'll be sleepy. It'll be lulling. Between the intro and the story, like, or the whatever we're going to do, analysis of holiday specials, we'll have a little business. Then we have some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. If you're new, a couple other things to know. You don't need to make sense of, you don't need to listen to this podcast. I think clearly, you know, you don't need to listen because I don't even exactly, I think I had like my molasses. Where are you certified? What laboratories are you working with, Wizard? And I said, and they started to wonder the whole, is Santa Claus, I never like started to think about it, but I'm sure someone did do that. It's like, is Santa Claus a wizard? I don't know. I mean, I believe in Roberta Claus now. No offense, Santa. Roberta took over from Santa a few years ago. She did. And she may be a wizard, like a wizardess. She's magic. But clearly, okay. Oh, so structure show. You don't need to listen to me. That's clear. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company. You drift off as you need to. The reason I make the show is because I've been there, and I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, and I want to give you plenty of time to fall asleep. You can queue up episode after episode if you need it. And if you can't sleep, you know, I'll be, these are complete, I'm here at your bedside till the very end of the episode. And like I said, you can use another episode if you need it. Yeah, I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You've earned it. And I want you to be out there rested tomorrow, or at least relaxed in bed and a little bit more comfortable. Here, let me pull that up there. Let me air that out there. I'm here to help. It doesn't work for everybody. I hope it works for you. You know, there's lots of other, you could listen to the LibriVox. You could listen to that sleepy podcast. It's like somebody reading stories in a kind of voice like this. Yeah, there's Sleep Whispers from our good friend Harrison Craig. So there's plenty of other options, but give it a shot. For the people this podcast works for, it works for. So I hope it works for you. I work very hard. I strive and iron. I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And here's a few ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whether you're traveling, there's changes in time or temperature or routine. Whatever's keeping you up, I'd like to create a safe place. I'd like to smooth it and pat it and rub it down for you. Puff it up a little. Puff it and pat it and, you know, mark it with, as they say, a SP for safe place. Or YOU for you. This is your spot right over here. Or, oh, you prefer that spot over there? That's just fine. You can move around if you wish. Yeah, but what I'm going to try to do is take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rustified tangents, extra words. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to say, what I'm going to do is try to keep you company while you fall asleep. If you're new, welcome. Let me give you a couple of things to know up front. It takes it usually a couple of times to get used to this podcast. Not for everybody. And it turns out the first few times, it's almost not for anybody because you say, what is this? The first time, and then you fall asleep. And then the second time you say, what was that that I was listening to? And then you fall asleep. And the third time you say, oh, okay, I get it. I don't really get it. Or some people have a pre-time. We won't even say it's the first time. They encounter the podcast. And they say, are those creaky? What are those called? Are those aching, mulchy tones? And then they say, then probably not for me. And then maybe they try again. They say, oh, no, those are creaky dulcet tones. If they weren't so creaky, they'd be, I think dulcet, it kind of means sweet. You say, okay, yeah, I thought they were leachy, mulching tones, but I guess they're more creaky dulcet the second time I'm listening. The other thing is don't try to figure out the podcast too much or concentrate or focus, because I do a lot of meandering. I do a lot of, what's that called when you do filibustering? Holy moly. I mean, I bust a filler like you've never, you want to see somebody bust a filler and a filler bust. If it wasn't for the patented name Dustbuster, I would sell something. I guess this podcast, I'd say this podcast is like the filibuster, Dustbuster, filibuster of Dustbusters or something. Or if I was like a good, I'd say, well, I'm going to bust some fills like a Dustbuster busts dust. I guess I just did that, but it wasn't as impact because I'm using these, you know, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. So don't try to figure out the show too much because my filibustering, maybe I'll come back to that. But what else? Oh, structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's really how we keep the show going and free. Then we have an intro. The intro is about 12 minutes of me filibustering, trying to explain the podcast, but also trying to earn your trust to keep you company. Some listeners fall asleep during the intro. A lot of listeners use it as part of their wind down routine. They're calling their pets in. They're getting ready. You know, they're getting snuggled in. Maybe they're brushing their hair or their teeth. Yeah, maybe they're filibustering bedtime. Maybe that would be more procrastinating. I'd like to filibuster. I'll try to think of something. But some people skip the intro. Some people listen to intros all night long. Whatever works for you. But it's just the beginning of the show. A 12-minute show within a show. They say, well, tonight's show, nothing will happen. But we'll talk about it for 12 minutes. And you say, okay, that must be sleep with me. So there's an intro, then there's a little business between the intro and the story. And then for the story tonight, I think this will be our big return to Doctor Who, where we'll be talking about episode 2 from Doctor Number, whichever, I don't know, from the new series 2, which so you'll figure it out. It'll be in the labels, but we'll be talking about Doctor Who, and I'll be doing plenty of meandering and prowling around like a house cat, where you say, when a house cat's not chasing stuff, it's just walking around. Maybe I'll be sitting, you know, on a still looking out a window. That's kind of how I observe Doctor Who when I'm watching it over and over again. I say, okay, well, that happened there. And then Rose said this. Also, Mickey handed the bag, you know, what brand backpack was that? Noticed Mickey was wearing a Puma warm-up suit, but the Puma was covered because there's some brand issue. You know, just like if I ever got a Dustbuster warm-up suit, they'd probably say, okay, I said, don't worry, I'm going to change the D to an F. And they said, well, it's still our brand. And I say, well, my brand is filibustering. Let me talk to you about it for a few minutes about a. And they say, no, we just don't want to. I say, well, I was in the middle of talking about the reason I have this warm-up suit is because but I can't filibuster right now because I'm trying to explain the structure of the show to new listeners. How about I meet you at Dustbuster Corporate? Oh, B&D Corporate. That sounds very clinical. Okay, well, anyway, so there'll be talking about Doctor Who, sleeping with Doctor Who if you wish, or sleeping too. And then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. A few other things, you don't really need to listen to me, or you don't like need to listen closely. Like a normal podcast, you might miss out on something. This, you could miss out on something, but you could always replay it. But most of the stuff you miss out on won't be super impactful. It'll just be friendly banter. And you're also under no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And the reason I make the show is about an hour is, like, in case you have trouble falling asleep, I'm going to be here till the very end. If you can't fall asleep, you know, you could play episodes back to back to back. But I'll be giving my all the way through to keep you company. So you could fall asleep as you wish. If you fall asleep during the intro really fast, that's great. If it takes you till the very end, or you need me just to keep you company, or you got something stressful at work and you need me to take your mind off stuff, that's what I'm here for. I'm your boar friend. I'm your boar bud. I am your boar bae, your boar bestie, your boar bruh, your boar, boar sib, whatever it is you like. I'm here to help. I've been there in the deep dark night, tossing and turning. Like last night, I woke up a couple times, but then I woke up at this one time and I said, okay, hopefully it's in the 5 a.m. range. So then then I could just get up if need be. You know, it wouldn't be ideal, but I'll do it. And I said, okay. And I asked my smart speaker what time it is. So then I don't have to turn on any lights or look at anything. And I said, hey, smart speaker, what time is it? And she said, 1:10 a.m. And if you've been there, you know what they said. I thought it was like 5:20. And that's what I was hoping for. So then I got up and read a little bit. Because I said, okay, that's not going to work. I don't know what my point was there. I think I was trying to make a point. Structure of the show. Oh, I've been there. Yeah, last night I was there. And then I got back in bed, and actually, once I interrupted the cycle for about 20 minutes, I actually fell right back asleep and slept till my alarm. So it worked out. But there is that time when it feels like the H-O-P-E has the L-E-S-S with it. And that's where I'm here to help. And one way I do it is to bust a filler. What if your job was, because they have the tag. I know there's a lot of comedy about these tags that say, do not remove this tag on pillows and mattresses. And I think that's the Bureau of Insulation that does that or something. Yeah, but what if that was your job? They say, well, what do you do? I'm a filler buster. I mean, really, I work for the, you know, I'm a bureau investigator, but what I do is I bust filler. I go in there, I say, let me see your filler. Yeah. And then I say, busted. That filler is not up to snuff. No, I guess I thought that would be better material, but the cats in my brain said, meow. I guess filler bustering is better, like if I could break dance. I mean, I do have a couple break dance moves, none of which are that good, but if I did breakdance, it would be much better. I think there is a band, Filibuster, but I don't think they bust fills. Also, busting a fill kind of sounds, or filler. Maybe, I guess it was just a one-note joke. I was hoping it'd be more material, but it turns out it's not. But that's okay. I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to be your friend. I'm here to puff. Let me just puff your pillows instead of busting them. You wouldn't mind me to bust a move on your pillows. But have there been any bed, there was some themed breakdancing. There's like robot breakdancers. I don't know if there's ever any, like when Cats was big, the musical, we'll be talking about that briefly tonight. Was there anybody doing breakdancing and dressed as Cats? Yeah, because I could do breakdance, like a bed theme. I mean, I'd have to find my Alfonso Ribeiro tapes or whatever. But if I could and I don't think it's a good idea for me to do this breakdancing, but, you know, do some bed-themed breakdancing. Like, I'd be in pajamas, That would have my cardboard look like a bed. I'd also have pillows and blankets. And instead of doing a headstand or a handstand, I'd do a pillow stand. You know, there could be a lot of good swirling with the blankets and stuff, and the pillows. And then, you know, you could always finish, like a lot of people finish with their head on their elbow anyway. I could bust out and then just go to sleep. And yeah, I think that's something that's possible. Like we could get some binaural beats in there. And that could, yeah, then it could be at the filibuster. Yeah, bedtime. And maybe the whole time I could be talking and telling a bedtime. Maybe you don't know this, but maybe I'm busting some moves right now, but I'm not locking or popping. But anyway, I'm here to help. That's the main message. If you're new, give it a few tries. See how it goes. And you know, there's no pressure. So just see how it goes. I'm here to help. Appreciate you trying this show out. I work very hard and I strive and I yearn not to pronounce things correctly, but to be here while you fall asleep. Thank you for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You know, you got travel, you got stuff going on. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to keep you company here. I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, did I already say that? I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. I'm going to use out-of-the-box techniques like kissing my own shoulders. I guess I didn't call it, I don't know if I called it this, but sympathetic shoulder kissing. Here we go. I'm going in for one. 1 second, please. Now, really, I have my shirt on, but so it's not quite, it's more like a kissing my shirt, but sympathetic shirt kissing, we could do that as well. Those are strange techniques. If you're new, women do send my voice across the deep, dark night and keep you company, take your mind off stuff to be here for you as you drift off. Now, it's becoming quickly apparent that this podcast is not like other podcasts. Or other things. You may call them normal things. Or you say other stuff. Yeah, this podcast is full of stuff. But it's just like a cloud. You say, I mean, actually, in some way it is. You say, man, that cloud looks like it's full of stuff. And a scientist would say, oh, yeah, molecules. And I'd say, that's a general word. But by the way, could you be more specific? And then the scientist would say, well, by the cut of your jib, Scoot, say, no, if I'm more spit. And he'd say, well, water, are you saying there's water molecules in there? And they'd say, well, technically. And he'd say, okay. What I was just saying, scientist, is like, it could be like a toy chest. When I came into the world, I both suspend my belief and my disbelief, I guess is what I'm saying. I believe in science. Believe me, scientists. And I think I was trying to make a metaphor for the new listeners. You say, well, that cloud looks pretty puffy. Could be some stuff in there. I don't know what it would be because I can't see through the cloud, but I could imagine maybe it's just cotton swabs. The cloud filled with cotton swabs. That could be, I don't know anybody... They don't run commercials for cotton swabs anymore. You think ever since those pads came out, you say, well, did the bottom of the cotton swab market fall out? Did they say, like, these pads are really impinging on our margins here? We used to just be able to make them in poofs. Yeah, I wonder if that's what you say. Well, we're way more at ease when you could go into a bathroom and you see a bunch of puffy things. Okay, I'm stretching. Some part of my brain, I said, well, maybe I got to go to a store. Talk about consumerism at its best. I'm going to go to a store. I'm going to get myself a clear jar. I'm going to fill it with puffy cotton puffs or whatever they're called, swabs. Well, I'll tell you what, these ain't going to be swabbing nothing, vocabulary brain. They're just going to be puffing in there. and chilling. Because what I was trying to do for a new listener, excuse me, new listener, I'm sorry. I was trying to create a metaphor about the podcast. But what happens is sometimes when I do that, I get up there in the clouds where my head's, I say, oh, that's where you've been, head. Your head's been in the clouds, Scoots. No wonder you can't make a metaphor about the podcast related to clouds and then go into a metaphor about bathrooms and things you may find in bathrooms and then cotton swabs. And then you were probably going to go on a tangent about cotton swab barons or the great cotton swab collapse of 20-08. And I remember your classic segue. No, those were tangents about sea breeze and astringent. I don't remember the content of it, but I do remember you said you were talking about astringent for about 11 minutes in another podcast intro where you were trying to tell the listener, if you're new, just kind of watch it like a cloud. Podcast is airy like a cloud. You could imagine, oh, I guess some podcasts have stuff in it. This podcast is mostly tangents about stuff and puffy, you know, puffy stuff, ideally. So if you're new, you don't need to listen. I think that's the other thing. You know, don't try too hard to figure this podcast out. Give it a few tries. It's here to help you, but it doesn't work for everybody. And yeah, it might not be the thing for you, or you might find out on the second or third try it is. But yeah, I'm just here to help, so see how it goes. I hope it helps you, but it might not. But you know, I guess it... but let's see how it goes. So, because you don't need to listen to me. That's the other thing. You can kind of listen. You could barely listen. You can actively listen. And if you need to listen, I'll be here till the very end. I'll be here for about an hour. Because the other thing is, you could fall asleep whenever you like. There's no pressure to fall asleep. There's no pressure to listen. I'm here to keep you company for at least an hour. Maybe it's an hour and 15 minutes. Maybe for some people it's 8 or 10 hours. Of back-to-back episodes. You know, I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. And what to expect is the show starts off with a few minutes of business. The reason I'm laughing is because we're like 6 minutes into the intro. Yeah, or maybe 6.5 minutes. It just starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going and free. So thank you, regular listeners. New listeners, that's not super important. Then the show, then we have an intro. The intros are around 12 minutes of me kind of trying to earn your trust, to build some rapport, and to try to describe what the podcast is, put you at ease, and take your mind off of stuff. You say, oh, well, he's not really talking about much, and I don't even know what he's talking about. Clouds and cotton swabs, and maybe, you know, it might be hard for him not to say, you know, start quoting things about swabbing the old deck. And he, you know, he wants to be the great spokesperson for the cotton swabs and say, none of ye swabs shall ever swab ye deck. Or your face, you know, you'd say, you're never, if you don't want to swab a face, you don't have to. I'm telling you right now, at my house, unless I forget and I say, ooh, it's been 8 months since I've gotten that sea breeze out and done some astringing. I'm in the mood for a little, you know, I put on my astringent playlist, whatever they call that. I think there's a fancier term for it. Like when you use it on an engine, it's degreasing on an engine or a pan. And your face, I think they call it, you know, schnoobing it up or something. There's a word, I know there's a word for it. Could you play my deglazing of my face playlist? Do you mean your astringent playlist? I do, but I'm more, yeah. And you'll see me, a little sad A, I'll be, what am I talking about? I was trying to explain what the structure shows. So there's an intro where I go off topic, and I try to, some listeners skip the intro, some listeners fall asleep, a lot of people use it as part of their wind down routine. And a lot of people listen during the day. They say, hey, I need that 10 a.m. I need that 2 p.m. break, or I'm in traffic. What did Scooch talk about last night? It wasn't about an astringent playlist. It couldn't have been. I may need to re-listen. And Yes, you know, then the second song, of course, would be the L Train singing Easy. I'd be singing Sea Breezy, like my freshly estranged face. Also, Sea Breeze, I don't think you're in business anymore. Maybe you are, but if you're looking for a podcast to sponsor, we could call it. I could call it today's podcast, Astringently Yours. I could also figure out, look up the definition of astringent if I need to. But I think you've separated yourself from that. What about, I could rename myself Witch Hazel if you need to. I'll pun it up however we need to. I'll pun it up if that's what it takes. Anyway, so that's the intro. A little bit confusing, a little bit different. Kind of sets the mood for the clowning around that's going to be going down around here. The nonsense, non-linear nonsense. Then we'll have a little bit of business. Then we have a bedtime story. Tonight it'll be our third, pretty much 100% episodic, modular holiday series, Happiest Holiday Shop. And then eventually we'll get to the thank yous and the good nights. That's at the end of the show. So that's structurally what to expect. And I think I kind of demonstrated the other stuff unintentionally, really. I mean, I don't know if anybody, we could do a nationwide search for people that think more about, I think they're called cotton balls. Somebody just called in to my brain and said, by the way, these cotton swabs is only, those are the, and I said, holy mackerel, you got to be kidding me. You're right. Those are the other ones. The tips, I was talking about cotton balls, but I've been calling them, holy mackerel. Let me get out of my pen and my paper. Dear cotton balls, I'm on whatever day it was that I recorded this, October 11th, 2018. Believe it or not, that's when I recorded this. I mistakenly went on a 8 to 12 minute tangent talking about how poofy and great you were. But I mischaracterized you as cotton swabs because my limited vocabulary and the indirect, you know, the way my neurons misfire. And I meant to create a glorious podcast intro honoring your puffiness and your ability to estrange faces. To create an imagery and metaphor for the listener of your softness, your shape, which is, ball-like, but sometimes you're more cubular, sometimes you're octagonal, which always seems so cottony, and also to wonder, and part of me was legitimately wondering if you did have a little downturn there when they made it the flat pads that you used to only be able to get in the Stridex packages, then you could buy them and use them for other things. But, oh, I apologize so deeply for calling you cotton swabs. Also, cotton swabs, I probably owe you, a lot of apologies because we come in contact on a daily basis. And you travel with me. So also, cotton balls, sorry that I don't travel with you or give you more attention. You're probably honored in some homes. And like I said, I would like to have just a jar of cotton balls, what I'll say now correctly, as I own my mistakes. I was wrong. I'm sorry. And let me know how I could make it better. Also, if there are any sentient cotton balls, I'd like to pitch you on an amazing podcast. Everything is alive. I could get you in touch. But also cotton balls. I don't want you to feel like you have to swab any decks or faces. Oh no, sorry, new listeners. I just got another thing in. They said there's a difference between swab and schwab. And I said, well, I don't have time to give out those apologies. So swabbing the deck and swabbing the deck may be two different things. But to me, in this letter of apology, to you, sweet cotton balls, because, well, you're not sweet, even though I've had you in my mouth, both in a professional and a hobbyist level. I'm sorry for stealing the thunder I tried to bring to you when I was imagining a cloud full of cotton balls. Also, Schwabs and Schwabs. I'm totally, like, I just got to use this chance to screw. I'm sorry, okay? I'll just say it now. So please apologize to me. And for the new listeners that are here, this is kind of the thing to expect. I get a full scan of my head, they'll say, like, are those cotton balls or cotton Schwabs in there? They say, somebody, give him a little swab. By the way, look at that skin. Did you just estrange your skin? And say, did you take Latin, you know, facial, Latin for spa owners? Because I audited that course. Anyway, I'm here to help. This podcast is definitely a little bit different. It takes a few tries to get used to, but I'm here to help. I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate your time. And I work very hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. All right. And here's a few of the ways we keep this show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So something, you know, going on with you, keeping you up. It could be on the inside or the outside. Could be travel. Could be someone's, you know, sometimes they're snoring, that lovely person snoring nearby. Maybe you're on a work trip and I didn't realize that person, you know, whatever it is. I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. Whatever it is valid. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, filler words or filler letters. Actually, that time I just used filler letters. And bedtime stories. If you're new, this is all to kind of create a safe place and let you put aside whatever's keeping you awake. Like I said, I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar cuz, your boar sib, the applicant to keep you company at this point if you're new in the deep, dark night or across the room. And what I'm going to do structurally, if you're new, welcome. Give the show a few tries. It does take about 3 tries before you realize that the show's like, you have a realization that the show is, you'll get it or you won't, but give it a few tries. Don't try to actively process the show too much unless you're immediately into it. If you're kind of on the fence or skeptical, well, why wouldn't you be? There's so many things to try to put you to sleep. So many promises, so many giant or vague claims. I'm just here to keep you company as you drift off. Structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free and going. So we start off with the business, and then there's an intro. And the intros are a show within a show. They're about 12 minutes long, where I try to create a metaphor and explain what the podcast is, but I also try to earn your trust, to draw you in, create a space that you say, wow, I can relax in this space, to create a routine or help you create a routine where bedtime feels like less like it's looming and more like something that came out of a loom, like you say. I didn't realize that juxtaposition of words there until just now, but I mean, for me, a lot of times it does feel like bedtime's looming, or in the past, even more so. So we're going to take that word and we're going to put it through the loom. Maybe the first time this has ever happened. But we're going to take you with the word loom and or connotations around you. You know, no, we're not here to put you through the ringer, loom. We're here to put you through the loom. We're here to take some of your raw materials. Would you mind if I borrowed some of your natural essence and raw materials? Maybe some of your, do you have any quarks or dark matter within you, loom? It feels like it. When I say loom, I could sense, especially between those O's. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but your O's are, apparently, they're full of dark matter, which is maybe one of the essential building blocks of the universe. So you're really important. I was just thinking, and this will be a metaphor, because that's what I try to do with the intros, loom, is create a metaphor of what the podcast is, so that bedtime, like some people listen to the intros as part of their bedtime routine, as part of their wind down. Some people fall asleep during the intros. A few people skip the intros. Some people loom even listen to the intros during the day for a little relief, you know, because even their day or their afternoon meeting feels like it's looming. And I know you don't mean to put the loom in gloom, maybe the gloom, but you know what I mean. You say, well, I'm just a collection of letters here, Scoots. And I'd say, it's right. We're projecting the meaning on you, but there's also a whole nother meaning. And maybe ideally for this metaphor, it'd be great if they're spelled the same way, but I'm not positive about that. I'm also not 100% sure what a loom is or does exactly, loom. But I was thinking, if we look at you and we just massage you a little bit, this is what we do in the intros, and then we send you through that. Do you remember there was a band called the B-52s? I think they had an album. It was a secret album. It was called Cosmic Loom. Oh no, you think it was Cosmic Womb? Okay, maybe it was like a double-sided concept album. What's an album? Well, you're a young loom, aren't you? What's a double-sided mean? No worries. It was a playlist. It was a secret playlist or a collection of playlists. A playlist within a playlist. The cosmic loom was, of course, within the cosmic womb, waiting to be birthed. So then it could birth as we're putting you through that loom. Something soft and sleepy, and something comforting. Maybe it's something plush for some listeners. Maybe it's just a favorite pillow. Maybe it's a favorite spot or position on the bed. Yeah, you're feeling it, loom. I can feel you. Yeah, you don't want to loom. You just want to be used in sentences, right? Maybe. Yeah, sometimes you say, there's a diversity of meanings to you. I get you. I totally get you. You're more than your meaning. Anybody ever said that to you? Did Gary Sharon ever sing to you, you're more than words and letters in my book? Especially now, it's like you've become a whole different thing. It's like you're wearing a knitted level of layers. Holy crochet. Yeah, go ahead. Are you sashaying in your croquet, loom? Okay, I get it. Actually, I was trying to explain to the new listeners what the podcast was. I got off track. I'll be back. Hopefully, I'll be back with you. Okay, so there's an intro, which we kind of just took a six-minute spin around the loom. The idea of the intro is it helps you wind down and makes bedtime less serious, or L to the double O to the M, where you say, oh yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to that podcast. Or, well, it's not so bad. I got Scoots to talk my ear off. The idea of a cosmic loom traveling across the universe is, spewing or spitting is not what looms do. Exhale, I guess a cosmic loom would exhale. Oh boy, is that romantic or what? I didn't think I'd end up with a loom metaphor covered in crochets with pictures of croquets on there in my arms, but this is wonderful. But I got to get back to the intro. So there's an intro, then we'll have a story a bedtime story. This will be our episodic series, so you could listen to this one and then listen to the other ones. Happiest Holiday Shop. And most of the stories are only kind of holiday-based. They all I think they all take place before the holidays, so you could listen at any time. They're just stories about, people, things that loom, cosmically, for sure. Sometimes I string together words, they don't even make sense. So you say, well, that was a little loom mix-up. That was when Scoots was running the loom, right? This is loom humor. Okay, that was the end of that one. The loom said that. So that's a structure show. Then we have some thank yous at the end. Between the intro and the story, we have some business. So that's the structure of the show. You also don't need to listen to this podcast. You can kind of listen to it because it doesn't always make a whole lot of sense. I mean, once you open up the possibilities of a loom cosmically and you really start to look at it, you say, well, I think you're stretching that a little bit. I say, well, I got to fit it in. I got to get this whole thing through this loom. That's what I got to do. I mean, just like a yarn, you could say, I'm going to spin you a yarn later, or maybe I'm spinning all yarn about looms and loom, and maybe I'm not getting there, but that's part of the journey is part of something. Because I'm here, what was I going to say? Oh, because you don't need to listen to me. There you go. I didn't even need to explain. I just had to be myself. I didn't need to explain. And in doing so, I did. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company as you drift off. I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I believe, I'll be here to take your mind off stuff while you cross over. Or I'll hold your hand or walk at your side. Picture me with they say you can't wear a sloth, but you could wear a loom covered in some sort of crochet outfit, around your neck. It kind of is hanging off me like a sloth, even cuter if that's possible. And, while you drift off, so no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen. I'll be here all the way to the end, even if you can't fall asleep, because I've been there sleepless, and there's other listeners that are sleepless too. That's why I'm here to the end. That's why I give it my all. That's why there's at least 299 other episodes you could listen to if you need to. The podcast is here to help, and the reason I make it is because I know how it feels out there. I know how it feels to be a loom, and you say, well, you're just going around making everything feel ominous. And you say, well, I'm just, we already discussed. And I say, well, let me put a crochet. What if I dress you up in a crochet outfit? What if also, here's just a pitch loom. What if I got a crochet outfit? And then we did a skit where we sang Dress You Up as My Girl from Madonna. And, I know it's a whole different meaning, but, I could dress you up in crochet. And I think, think about it. Maybe I could just do it with a non-real version of you. Or maybe I could, just do it in my imagination. Okay, I could do that. I was just thinking that would be a good song to sing as I'm dressing you up. Or I could just do it in the mirror. You're right. On my own time. Okay, I got you. I hear you. I mean, I don't think there's anything less ominous than that. That's what I was just going to say. But I'm here if you're listening, if you're new or you're a regular listener. I don't know. I want you to feel a little bit less alone. There's a lot of other people listening to this show right now. And they've been there too. And I know it's not easy being human. I really, truly believe you deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And this is my little part, to keep you company, maybe to make you giggle, or at least put a strange, I guess I didn't realize I was juxtaposed. I put the yucks in juxtapose sometimes. The loom's already cracking jokes. It says yucks. It was a different kind of yuck. Hilarious. Why don't you get your own podcast, Loom? Sorry, I didn't mean to be that aggro. I was just, you threw me off. Usually I don't become Quick question. Do you have a best friend? Are you looking for a best friend? Awesome. So if you're new, you give the show a few tries. See if it helps. If not, there's a lot of other podcasts out there. I think I heard from a podcaster who makes a podcast called Sleepy, and he does some readings in a monotone voice, a little bit different than Sleep With Me, but similar in some sense. You could check that out. There's the LibriVox. There's plenty of other options. But yeah, that's a couple other things. But yeah, give the show a few tries. I hope it helps you, because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. I work very hard and I strive. And thank you so much for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.